This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
It's history making. The first former president in U.S. history to face federal criminal charges. Donald Trump has been indicted in the classified documents investigation, but he says he's an innocent man.
We can't let this continue to go on because it's ripping our country to shreds. We have such big problems, and this shouldn't be one of them. It's a hoax. The whole thing is a hoax.
The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
The federal charges of mishandling classified documents at its Florida estate represent the biggest legal jeopardy so far for the former president. The indictment carries unmistakable grave legal consequences, including the possibility of prison if he's convicted. But it also has enormous political implications. And it sets the stage for a sensational trial. Trump says it's all a hoax. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Democrats say the indictment shows the former president isn't above the law. That hazardous haze of wildfire smoke over parts of the eastern U.S. from those wildfires in Canada could last into the weekend for some. Scientists say it's a wake-up call about the future.
Justin Mankin is a climate scientist at Dartmouth College.
It's actually depositing, you know, particulate matter at the surface in people's lungs, you know, and kind of generating the health burden that to date has been endured by the Western U.S.
And he sees a link to global warming.
We haven't had major wildfires in the eastern United States, and I think global warming, you know, really just primes the conditions for those types of fires to occur.
I'm Shelley Adler.
An official in Russia says three people were slightly hurt after a drone crashed into a residential building in Russia near the border with Ukraine. The Vatican says Pope Francis is progressively improving after abdominal surgery. This is AP News. Sunday's the Tony Awards, but the AP's Margie Zarletta says there's a little something different about this year's award show.
The Hollywood writers' strike means a lot of uncertainty for Sunday's Tony Awards. The banter you hear between award presenters, the jokes the host makes, someone writes all that. However, the Writers Guild of America strike means nobody is sure what the Tonys will look like. Guild members have agreed not to picket, but they won't work on the Tonys. There still will be performances from the nominated musicals, recorded montages from the plays, impromptu acceptance speeches, and if any group can pull off a live event without a script, it's theater people. The musical version of Some Like It Hot leads the nominations with 13. Ariana DeBose will host. CBS will carry the ceremony live. I'm Margie Zarletta.
Gas is up to $3.58 a gallon this morning, up 6 cents in a month. A year ago, gas was $4.97 a gallon. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.